Residents of Wah, the Upper West Regional Capital, last night defied the cold weather and attended a vigil in honor of the late President, Professor John Evans Atta-Mills. The Catholic Bishop of Wah, Most Reverend Paul Bemile, in an exhortation, asked Ghanaians to espouse some of the legacies of the late President, which include dedication to duty and the ability to forgive those who wronged them. Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab has sent this report.
The vigil, which took place at the Jubilee Park, was organized by the Regional Coordinating Council as part of funeral activities of the late President. It was attended by people from all walks of life, including heads of departments, security agencies, representatives from political parties and children. Both Muslims and Christians said special prayers for the soul of the late President Mills and wished him a peaceful rest. The Ghana Police Band provided music, while the Information Service Department also mounted giant screens for members to watch for proceedings of the funeral activities in Accra. In an exhortation, the representative of the Wah Catholic, Bishop Father Cornelius Nabayoruba, said the late President Mills has a track record as God-fearing, a unifier, and someone who related well with his neighbors. Father Banyoruba said Ghanaians should not only learn lessons from his death, but also maintain the unity that has characterized his death. A representative of the local council of churches, Father Stephen Awini of the Anglican Church, said the late President Mills concluded his mission on earth, hence his calling to the Father's bosom. Father Awini said the late President Mills had built a strong foundation of tolerance, patience, and respect for one another's view, and that Ghanaians must continue from where he left off. The DCE for Wild West, Ademu Dasana, who read a message on behalf of the regional minister, Alhaji Amidu Suleimana, said late President Mills played his part as a politician, an academic, public servant, sportsman, and an administrator. Alhaji Amidu said Upper West region was very dear to the heart of President Mills, and he made sure that the region had its fair share of representation in his government and development project.
Swala Abdul Wahab's report.